Good morning, Church. Today's New Testament lesson is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, and 12 through 15. Let us listen to the word. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of the God. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Today's Old Testament lesson is from Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 14 through 23, and chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons, and your daughters, and your wives, and your homes." When our enemies heard that, we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it. We all returned to the word, each to our own work. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with the spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried the materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other hand. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. Then I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "The work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the world. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us." So we continued the work with half the men holding spears from the first light of dawn till the stars came out. At that time, I also said to the people, "Have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night, so they can serve us as guards by night and as workers by day. Neither I nor my brothers, nor my men, nor the guards with me took off our clothes. Each had his weapon, even when he went for water." So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul, in 52 days. When all enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence, because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
One day, a kindergarten teacher was sending her children home. She was getting them ready to leave, but it was a very rainy day, and all of them, seemingly, had worn galoshes. You remember those yellow galoshes that you buckled up, little kids? Well, almost every one of the kids had those, so the teacher had to put all of those on as she got ready to send them home. She had 30 kids in her class, and she was on the last little girl putting on her galoshes. as she struggled to get them on, they didn't go on very well. So she just really tried to push those on her feet, this little girl's feet. When the little girl said, "These aren't my galoshes." Well, with that, the teacher realized something was wrong. So she struggled and took them off and got them off this little girl. And right then, the little girl said, "These belong to my sister. She let me wear them today." Well, some jobs take more perseverance than others, and teachers get a lot of credit for perseverance, especially these days, right? We're going to think a little bit now about perseverance against the backdrop of the story we've been looking at for 4 weeks now, the story of Nehemiah. Nehemiah and the wall that he built around Jerusalem. Our theme has been rebuilding together. Because you see, COVID has created a situation where Trinity Church is in a state where we have to rebuild some of our ministry. We have to reimagine how to do things. We have to recreate programs and activities. We have to relearn things. We're rebuilding in some ways here, as almost every church in America is. And so it's great that Nehemiah can teach us how to rebuild. We're talking, though, not only about a wall. When we think about rebuilding, we're thinking about any time, anywhere in your life where you have rebuilding to do. Maybe you have some rebuilding in a matter of health, or maybe in a matter of a relationship. Maybe you have to rebuild some things in your marriage, maybe at work or in your job. There's things you have to rebuild. There's lots of different applications for Nehemiah's lessons about rebuilding. And we apply it to the church, but you can apply it also to any number of things in your life. Now, Nehemiah started off the process, as we've looked at for the last 3 weeks, with first developing a vision. He could see the end result. Then, secondly, we looked at how he built a team, brought people together. To rebuild anything, you need a team. Then last week, we took a close look at what happens when there's opposition. Remember, Sanballat and Tobiah were opposing him. And today, we focus on what he did to persist in finishing the mission of building this wall. Backdrop is pretty incredible. Nehemiah, you might recall from our previous messages, was in Susa, 900 miles away from Jerusalem, the center of Jewish life. His brother came and said, "The walls of Jerusalem still, 90 years after they were sacked and destroyed, the walls have not been rebuilt." And Nehemiah felt terrible. And God put it on his heart to go do something about it. Nehemiah got permission from his boss, the king, to leave, take a leave of absence. He walked for 3 months, 900 miles, to go back to Jerusalem. And that's where he built the team, and he talked to the leaders there, and he began the process of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. You see, if those walls were not rebuilt, always Jerusalem would be vulnerable. In those days, a wall and gates kept a city and its people safe. And so they were terribly vulnerable. And then Nehemiah had people come against him and threaten him. And he dealt with how to handle opposition. And today, now, we look at what he did to finish the project, to persist, to persevere. Now, none of us wants to give up in anything. If I were to say, how many of you are quitters? Nobody's going to raise your hand, right? No, none of us, we think, are people who give up. We like to think of ourselves the way Henley wrote. He put in his poem, "It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." Oh yes, that's us, we think. But the reality is, when you go deep in your mind and think about who you are, how often have you had an idea of doing something, of rebuilding something, of restarting something, of trying something new? And before you know it, your mind is saying, "Nah, I can't do that. I'll never accomplish that." It never gets from thought even to word. Too often, we simply step back and give up. In 1774, British explorer James Cook was heading south, looking for the great Antarctica continent. Cook had explored much of the world and was on this great journey. But here's what he wrote as he pushed through the ice floe in the southernmost part of our globe. He wrote, "Whoever has the perseverance to clear up to this point by proceeding further than I have done, I shall not envy him the honor of the discovery." That's what he wrote in his journal the day he quit, the day he stopped, the day he turned around. 70 years later, someone else would press on, persevere through that ice, and discover Antarctica. No, we don't like to think of ourselves as quitters, and so we need the encouragement that Nehemiah can give us about building, moving on, persevering, persisting. Now remember, this was a huge project. The wall that he was called by God to rebuild would be 2.5 miles all the way around Jerusalem. The wall would be about 40 feet high, and it would be 8 feet thick, made of stone, all of it except for the gates, and there were many of those. What a huge rebuilding project. He had to deal with all kinds of issues, including neighbors who wanted to stop him. Other tribes, nearby villages, people like Sanballat and Tobiah that we looked at last week, who continued to say, "We're going to stop you." And that pressure increased. And that's what you heard today in the text. You heard that they wanted to destroy him, to stop him. And so Nehemiah develops this plan. It's a great plan, actually. The workers were all armed. In one hand, they had a weapon. In the other hand, they had a stone. And they were building while they were protecting. But take a look at exactly what Nehemiah says to them and what happens so that they can move through that time to finish the project. The first thing that Nehemiah says to all of them is, do not fear. Reject all fear. He said to them, as they stood there, do not be afraid. One of 365 times in the Bible where it is said, fear not. I think it's there that often, because God knows we're so prone to fear. Some of us have lived in great fear over COVID and related matters. Others have fear over other things. Fear is a common visitor. It was for Nehemiah and the people. He says, do not fear. We're going to rebuild. Do not fear. I stood and I said to the people, don't be afraid. He reports himself. Fear is the great destroyer of rebuilding. I can't do it. I'm afraid I'll fail. I'm afraid this person will say that or another person will reject me. Fear is constantly pushing against us when we're trying to do something new, reimagine, rebuild, restart. We reject fear. And that's what John Wesley had to do. Wesley's the founder of the United Methodist Church. Back in the 1750s, when he was just beginning his ministry, working against the existing Anglican Church, doing things differently, trying to rebuild a new way of worshiping God. This is what he wrote on one day in his journal. On May 5th, he said, Sunday morning, preached at St. Anne's Church, was asked not to come back anymore. That afternoon, in the afternoon, p.m., May 5th, preached at St. John's. Deacon said, get out and stay out. The next weekend, Sunday, May 12th, in the morning, preached at St. Jude's. Can't go back there either. May 12th, that day, preached at St. George. Kicked out again. Sunday morning, May 19th, the next weekend, preached at somebody else's church. Deacons called special meeting and said I couldn't return. Sunday evening, May 19th, preached on the street. Kicked off the street. Sunday a.m., May 26th, the following weekend, preached out in a meadow. Chased out of the meadow when someone turned a bull loose on me. Sunday, June 2nd, preached at the edge of town. Kicked out again. that evening, June 2nd, afternoon service, preached in a pasture, 10,000 people came. Imagine the fear that he had each week. But he kept on. He rejected the fear. And he would go on, as history shows, to lead people to a new way of worshiping and thinking about God. Once two sportscasters were talking about the great Walter Payton. He was a wonderful, incredibly effective NFL running back. Payton would have a great record of how many yards he accomplished and rushed for in his career. It was over 9 miles in total in his career. But as one of the sportscasters commented about him, he said, yeah, what's more incredible is that every 4.8 yards, somebody knocked him down. Expect in your rebuilding for fear to come. Expect opposition from your soul. Expect criticism, but keep moving on. Reject fear, because fear is not of God. The second thing Nehemiah tells his people is remember God. Not just now, but remember what God has done. He tells them, remember the Lord who is great and awesome. Whenever we're facing a big challenge, starting over, rebuilding, reconnecting, reimagining, doing anything that's new, always remember what God has done in your life before this. Remember what God has done before. Our Jewish friends have just begun celebrating Rosh Hashanah. It's a high holy day and days in the life of the Jewish community. Rosh Hashanah helps Jewish people look back to remember that God is the creator of the universe. It's a looking back. It ends in Yom Kippur. And they celebrate then the remembrance that God has forgiven them. And they call it the Day of Atonement. Christians do the same thing. What is Christmas? Christmas is simply a day when we remember what God did in sending Jesus as a baby. What is Easter? It's a day when we look back and remember that God raised his son. In your life, my friends, anytime you're facing this new challenge, this new rebuilding, this new starting over, remember that God has blessed you in the past. How many times in the past has God abandoned any of you? That's right. Never. Remember that. Nehemiah says, remember, our God has blessed us thus far. God will bless us again. And that's what the song, He'll Do It Again, says. It's a lovely favorite song of mine. It says this, you may feel down and feel like God has somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances that you can't get through. But right now it seems there's no way out and you're going under, but God's proven time and again He'll take care of you. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. If you'll just take a look at where you are now and where you have been, hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. He'll do it again. You can trust that God will be with you on whatever the new venture, the new journey, the new challenge is. Remember God. And finally, Nehemiah says to the people he's trying to get to do the work, you can do it. He's the encourager, the great encourager. Remember to be encouraged. Remember to encourage each other. Nehemiah, I can see now, would go from section to section to section of that wall, encouraging the people. You can do it. You're doing great. You're almost there. That looks great. A little bit further. That's how we move along together, encouraging each other. In the New Testament, we have the writer of Hebrews encouraging the early church. Some of my favorite passage is, therefore, writes the writer, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. What a great statement of encouragement. We need to say that to ourselves and to each other. And when you're building, restarting, whatever the challenge is, remember to run with perseverance, to be encouraged, and help encourage others. My favorite movie clip on encouragement comes from the movie Facing the Giants, a football movie that you, I think, now will find encouragement from as well. Let's watch.
Hey, that's not even funny, dude.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday Night Dad's lost, bro?
Well, no, I feel like we could beat him.
Come here, bro. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you only go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I want you giving up at a certain point when you can go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. Give it a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go. Jeremy, good effort. That way, Brock. Keep coming. There you go. Good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Am I at the 20 yet?
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it.
No.
Don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
How you doing? Just rest for a second.
You gotta keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on, keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
It's heavy.
I know.
But I have the strength.
You need to go shift with your body and find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
And let it burn.
It hurts.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field on your arms.
people need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jerry?
I want to 160.
My friends, whatever it is that you are rebuilding, whatever you are facing, whatever the challenge, reject fear. Remember what God has done for you in the past and be encouraged, knowing that God is saying, keep going. You can do it. You will finish. You will build. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for Nehemiah and for how he has taught us to have vision for our future, to work together, to resist opposition, and to persevere. Lord, help us each in our own journey to do these things by your grace. Amen. Amen.